Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, January 31st. I'm Mark Daniels. The National Football League has announced the 2023 salary cap is going to climb to $224.8 million. Another new record of $16 million from last year. Sounds great, but consider this. Packers right now are already $16.48 million over the salary cap. And according to SpotTrack, the cap hits for top players in 2023 of Aaron Rodgers, $31.6 million. David Bakhtiari, $28.8 million. Kenny Clark, $24 million. Jair Alexander, Aaron Jones, $20 million each. Preston Smith, $13 million. Top six players on the Packer roster under contract, counting for 61% of the cap. You throw in Jordan Love, he gets a 50-year option. That's another $20 million. That would make 70% of the cap tied into just seven players on the roster. And then you've got 14 unrestricted free agents. Do you want to bring them back? And at what cost? Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, Bobby Tonyan, Mercedes Lewis, Josh Nyman on offense, Adrian Amos, Dean Lowry, Jerron Reed, Justin Hollins, Jonathan Ford, Eric Wilson on defense, and Mason Crosby, Pro Bowl kick returner Keyshawn Nixon, and Dallin Leavitt on the special teams. Going to take some very creative money maneuvering for Russ Ball and the Packer front office to get under the cap, and they've got to get under that $224.8 million figure by the time the calendar year begins in the NFL in March. Elgton Jenkins heading to the Pro Bowl for the second time in his career. He was an alternate, but he's going to take the place of Philadelphia's Landon Dickerson, who's got to get ready for Super Bowl 57. Congrats to Elgton Jenkins, now a two-time Pro Bowler just 4 years into the league. 49er quarterback Brock Purdy, turns out complete tear of his ulnar collateral ligament in his right elbow. It's going to need surgery. He is going to seek a second opinion, and he's going to be out at least 6 months. Go to basketball. And the Milwaukee Bucks are back at it as they host the Charlotte Hornets at Pfizer Forum on Tuesday night. Bucks 33-17, now second in the East, 2.5 games behind Boston. Giannis Antetokounmpo named the NBA's Eastern Conference Player of the Week. I guess he's been pouring in the points at 41 last Friday in the win over Indiana, 50 in their victory over New Orleans on Sunday. He and the Bucks have got it going with four straight.
We're in a good place right now. Team is playing good. Guys are playing with confidence. Chris is back, getting two shots. Feels good. Drew is being aggressive. Brooks blacking every shot. Shooters are shooting the ball, making shots. We're in a very good place, and hopefully we can keep building good habits.
Yeah, the Bucks hope to have those habits in place tonight as they take on 15-36 Charlotte. But Hornets did knock off the Bucks earlier this season. Milwaukee now ahead of Philadelphia in the East as Orlando ended the 6- or 7-game winning streak, 119-109. Brooklyn is running fourth. They beat the L.A. Lakers, 121-104. Lakers playing without LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Kyrie Irving had 26, but says, hey, we're still hanging in there with our star, Kevin Durant, still on the shelf.
Look at it and I'm like, nah, they could have gone either way if we would have done the little things, but that's a choice. So hopefully going forward, we can put our best foot in front of ourselves and just give ourselves a chance to win every single night.
Luka Doncic goes off for 53 as Dallas beat Detroit 111-105. Sacramento over Minnesota 118-111 in overtime. De'Aaron Fox with 32 says our defense was really active.
I mean, coming into the game, this is one of the higher turnover teams, so we just wanted to be able to get in passing lanes, get deflections. And it's not even necessarily trying to turn a team over. It's really just trying to be disruptive.
Steph Curry, very disruptive with 38 points. Golden State beat Oklahoma City 128-120. Two teams streaking in opposite directions. Played last night, Washington over San Antonio 127-106. Wizards have won 6 in a row. Spurs have dropped 6 straight. Phoenix gets by Toronto 114-106. And the Portland Trailblazers over the Atlanta Hawks 129-125. In college basketball, 6th-ranked Virginia beats Syracuse 67-62. Number 10, Texas knocked off number 17, Baylor in Austin 76-71. At Big 12 is competitive. Texas Tech upsetting number 13, Iowa State, 80-77. Purdue, unanimous number one in this week's Associated Press college basketball poll. The Wisconsin Badgers out of the Big 10 continue to struggle, however. They have dropped 3 in a row, now 4-6 in the conference, just 12-8 overall. Head coach Greg Gard admits his team has been breaking down of late.
You can't fix everything, but the number one thing, by and large, was what we were not doing defensively. And that's been the emphasis. That has to be a part of who we are with this team, and that has to be consistent. And it's got to be, like I mentioned before, it's got to be 40 minutes. It can't be 32.
Badgers will be in Columbus to take on Ohio State on Thursday. Marquette sharing the Big East lead with Xavier. And they're going to be hosting Villanova on Wednesday night at Fizer Forum. Women's college basketball, South Carolina remains the unanimous number one in both the AP and coaches poll. Green Bay Phoenix women continue to play well. Beat the IUPUI Jaguars at the Crest Center 76-54 as Jenna Geyer off the bench led four players at double figures with 16. Sydney Levy added 14. Cassie Schultz had a dozen. Tainted Kading with 10. For head coach Kevin Borseth, who was really happy to see 24 assists on 30 made baskets.
Yeah, it was big. Yeah, we shared the ball extremely well, I felt. We don't care who scores. We're just trying to get it in the right spot. You know, we're all working together for one main cause, which is great. No one's got any. A lot of selfless players, which you have to have. We got a lot of players with some various skills. We got a couple of the younger ones we got to get a little more engaged so we can get them in the scoring column as well, get them a little more comfortable. But I think for the most part, the general consensus is, I know, bombs away and feed the hot ones, right? So we're not afraid to share it.
Green Bay is now 17-4, 10-2 in the Horizon League, and that pulls them back into a three-way tie for first with Cleveland State and Youngstown State. They'll be at Detroit Mercy on Friday. Just one game on the ice. The Winnipeg Jets erupted late to beat the St. Louis Blues 4-2, scoring all four goals in the third period. Blues head coach Craig Berube says that was a disappointing finish.
You know, our kill was really good. We got a power play goal there. It was a nice play, and kind of hanging in there with a pretty depleted lineup, you know, and you got to manage things. And, you know, we just didn't manage it good enough.
Sad hockey note, Bobby Hall, one of the all-time greats in NHL history, has passed away at the age of 84. The Golden Jet with the Chicago Blackhawks in his heyday. Multiple all-star appearances, several times a Hart Trophy winner as the league's MVP. And a baseball note, Kansas City Royals are going to re-up with 39-year-old Zach Greinke, the one-time Brewer in his second tour of duty with the Royals. Went 4-9 with a 3.68 ERA in 2022 in Kansas City. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.